Welcome to The Tasting Glass, a segment of the Tap Room exclusive where I give you a taste of what's brewing in the craft beer world. I'm your host, Dean Zarbaugh. Today's show is brought to you by Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News. Follow Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News on Facebook at facebook.com/NEOCBN. On Tuesday, June 26, Great Lakes Brewing Company and Engage Cleveland are hosting Hop College 101 at the Great Lakes Brewing Company Tasting Room located at 2701 Carroll Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Hop College 101 will guide attendees through the essentials of beer knowledge and a tasting, of course, in a unique, interactive, and fun experience. Attendees will take a dive into beer's long and storied history, learn the nitty-gritty of beer's ingredients and brewing process, pick up on the nuances of beer quality and sensory analysis, and most importantly, enter into the rich 30-year story of Great Lakes Brewing Company and a tasting of their seven core offerings. Join education representative Mike Williams and quality analyst Mike Buckley and come experience all there is to know about the world of beer. Light appetizers and beer samples are included in the ticket price. A cash bar is available as well. It is recommended you plan for dinner before or after the event. Parking is on your own. Meters, lots, and garages are located within the area. Tickets are available at EngageCleveland.com. Rick Arman of the Akron Beacon Journal and Ohio.com is reporting that the brewer-sponsored Lincoln Highway Ale Trail, a trail consisting of eight Stark County breweries, plus Millersburg Brewing Company in Holmes County and JAFB Worcester Brewery in Wayne County, which was originally slated to launch in May or June of this year, is now on hold until next year. For details, check out Rick's article on Ohio.com. Every Tuesday, Platform Beer Company likes to appreciate and support the many amazing nonprofit organizations in Cleveland. This week, they will be teaming up with Gigi's Playhouse to help raise money. $1 of every Platform beer sold will go directly to their organization. Gigi's Playhouse Down Syndrome Achievement Center's mission is to change the way the world views Down syndrome through national campaigns, educational programs, and by empowering individuals with Down syndrome, their families, and the community. They offer free therapeutic and educational programming to individuals with Down syndrome and their families. For more information on the event, visit Platform's Facebook page and be sure to get out on Tuesday and help give back to the community. Speaking of Platform, they will be celebrating their four-year anniversary on June 30th. They will be doing a cookout and have new beer releases. The first 125 people at the event will receive a free commemorative glass. For more details, visit Platform's Facebook page. Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News is reporting that the Cloven Hoof Brewing Company in Ashtabula, Ohio filed for an A1C brewing permit this week. It will be located on Bridge Street in the historic Ashtabula Harbor Commercial District. When it opens, it'll be the first brewery in Ashtabula since the now-defunct Lift Bridge Brewing shut down in the late 90s, early 2000s. Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News also has the scoop on Paradoom Brewing Company, located in Bell Center, Ohio, in Logan County, which announced the opening of their second location in Indian Lake, Ohio. The opening will take place on July 4th. The small brewery launched in 2017, and their A1C brewing permit for their second location was approved last week. Saturday, June 23rd, Rheingeist in Cincinnati will celebrate their five-year anniversary from noon until 2 a.m. Enjoy special releases, including the launch of Cloud 5, a hazy Imperial IPA brewed in commemoration of this year's anniversary. A portion of the day's proceeds will go towards benefiting Tender Mercies Gateway House and Peasley Neighborhood Center. For more information, check out Rheingeist's Facebook page. Akronym Brewing Company in Akron just announced that their grand opening will be held on June 23rd from noon until 10 p.m. located at 58 East Market Street in Akron, Ohio. More details will be announced. Visit Akronym Brewing on Facebook for more information. Baskiel Brewery and Public House has announced soft open Saturdays starting June 16th. Every Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m., Baskiel will invite 20 of their supporters to the taproom to give you a taste of their service. Entry is only $5. There will be lots of little giveaways and raffles as well as special offers. Join Baskiel and be part of their journey as they prepare to open their doors. Stay tuned to Baskiel Brewery and Public House's Facebook page for more details. Goldhorn Brewery is holding Pups and Pints, a dog meetup and party fundraiser for Geauga Humane Society's Rescue Village on June 23rd. For every beer sold from 12 to 4 p.m., Goldhorn will donate $1 to Rescue Village's animal rescue and humane education efforts. Attendees are welcome to bring their friendly leashed party animals to Goldhorn's patio. Visit Goldhorn on Facebook for more information. Rick Arman at Ohio.com and the Akron Beacon Journal is reporting that Thirsty Dog Brewing Company in Akron will host an all-IPA beer pairing dinner for $30 a ticket on June 21st. Reservations are required. Email taphouse@thirstydog.com or call 234-571-1456. He also reports that Thirsty Dog will release the Christmas in July edition of their famed 12 Dogs of Christmas Ale on July 1st. Avon Brewing Company is partnering with the Friendship APL to raise funds for four-month-old puppy Hopalong Cassidy. Cassidy is in need of surgery due to injuries to his back legs from a suspected car hit. Tickets to the event are $20. It will be held from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, June 19th at Avon Brewing Company. Included with your ticket is pizza, a pasta bar, and a drink ticket. There will also be a special Hop Along Cassidy drink special. Visit Avon Brewing Company's Facebook page for more information. And just a reminder to you homebrewers out there, Saturday, June 23rd is the deadline to enter Bragging Rights Homebrew Competition, sponsored by Heinen's and Platform Beer Company. The lucky winner will have 900 gallons of their beer brewed commercially, put into cans, and released to the public. The winner will be announced on June 29th. That'll do it for this week's edition of The Tasting Glass. Be sure to check out my latest episode featuring Mark Hunger, brewmaster of Great Lakes Brewing Company, at thetaproomexclusive.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. Follow the show on Twitter at Taproom Podcast and like the show's Facebook page at facebook.com/thetaproomexclusive and follow me on Instagram at thetaproomexclusive. As always, this is Dean Zarball telling you to please drink responsibly.